Why did you choose architecture?
Why? Yeah, because my dad, he's also architect too. So I was, you know, running around his office and then playing around his tool when I was a kid. And I think I love to draw. I love to design stuff. And then the main point, I choose to study architecture because I want to complete my father's dreams. Yeah, because he wants to be an architect, design stuff, and then forever. But because of the economy, because he have to, you know, support the family, and then, you know, send me and my sister to United States to learn, and only to be architect, he's not gonna make enough money for that. So he have to become to a developer. So it's more about business. It's not about design anymore. So I decided to be architect forever. I'm not going to make, I don't want to, you know, just making money. I want to design stuff and then build stuff and then see my project complete. So it's kind of like complete my father's dream, just be a architect.
Is there anything or any building on your mind which gives you the first inspiration for architecture?
Yeah, I have to say that's my, it's gonna be my father's first project in Taipei. Yeah, cause it's kind of like a little long story. Cause when I was a kid with my sister, our family is really poor. We don't have that much money. No, my family originally from South Taiwan, and they came to North Taiwan, came to Taipei after they got married, and then by the time they have no money. So my father, he works really hard, and by the time there's a big project and they're looking for an architect, and then of course there are many architects, you know, join this project design. It's kind of like a competition, and then my father chose to, you know, spend his most of his time to do this project. After like almost a years, and the company had to design whose design is going to be built. And finally, my father, he got the second place. Actually, there are no second place. No, the second place is like a loser. No, you don't have any. It's kind of like you waste all your time after a year. And then by the time my family, we are really down because we have no money. And so we kind of decide to go back to the South Taiwan and doing maybe like a traditional work. But no, after weeks later, we almost, you know, get going to go back to South Taiwan, and my father received a call from that big, you know, develop company, say because of the first place structure is kind of having some problem, so they don't have time to wait to fix it, so they decide just use my father's project and then just use it. So it's kind of changed my life. And after years, you know, my father took he took me and my family to the site, the project, and see the building, the building is complete. And when I saw the building, I'm like, wow, this is a huge artwork. And then I love to design, I love to draw. So by the time, I think to be an architect, you know, it really can create the biggest the art piece in the world. So I designed for myself into architecture design.
During your studying process, have you ever encountered any frustrations?
Well, I have to say all the time. Yeah, because to be a designer, no, it's not just for an architect, no, whatever doing the design thing, because people have a lot of different experience, no. So when they see the things, they give you different kind of opinion. There are no perfect design in the world. So you have to open your mind to hear from people. People might say a lot of negative thing to you for your project. So at the beginning, no, I feel so down when I hear people say, "Oh, I don't think this is gonna work," or I think this is a bad design. You didn't really consider about blah 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 blah. But after a while, you know, I kind of get used to it, you know. I think that's good for me. Yeah, because people say the negative things, so you can start to learn from those negative to make you grow up, you know, even more. So I have to say, frustration is like all the time. Yeah, because we actually making things happen by our brain. Once our brain become empty, there's nothing. No, I got the pen, I got the paper, but I have nothing I can draw. So, once I feel my brain's empty, I just kind of, you know, scratch my hair. It's like, oh, please come up something. Oh, please come up something. The project due tomorrow, project due next week. So, a lot of frustration. Yeah, because there's a deadline. Yeah.